Prologue, Day 1. My name is Sadich Day. I'm a college student in his second year. I'm 20 years old. Stuff happens. Don't really want to say my weight, but 195. I have brown hair, blue eyes, grayish blue eyes, and I hope that this is enough of a description, for you. This is the story of how my life changed greater than I would have thought. As my grandma's old stories started, so did this one. It was a dark and stormy night, and I was coming home on the train. Sleep took me in her comforting embrace. I think it really is ironic, as I write these stories of fantasy, that I would be pulled by some otherworldly power would pull me from my slumber into a story of my own. As I woke, I found it odd that I seemed to lay on a forest floor. I don't remember that I would have a dream this vivid before. It was all unfamiliar to me. It seemed to be majestic oaks, weird grove, that reached to the sky as the redwood pine. But what hung down was not nuts, not pine cones, but what looked like blue cherries. What? In my confused state, that first thing that I thought of was I'd offer a prayer and see what my surroundings and my condition was. Okay, so I have all my internal organs, check. So no one stole my kidney. Good. No black market here, I guess. As I scratched my head, I mouthed this. Did someone just kidnap me and ditch me in a forest as a cruel joke? As I let out a sigh, a bright light as burning magnesium appeared before my slightly blinded vision. My eyes! As I regained my vision somewhat, I saw a personage before me. Seemed to be male, with bright golden hair. His clothes seemed to be made of material finer than silk. These were robes of gold, scarlet, and black fabrics that seemed to radiate light and power. Clearly, some person of great power stood before me, or some being. From my understanding, he could be no angel, so maybe a devil or some other being. This gave me a smile that would give any lawyer the sweats. He didn't look like an exalted or resurrected being, so before he spoke, my mouth spurted out, "I don't know who or what you are, just don't ask me to worship you." This figure darted near me with an elated face. I am feeling pretty freaked out right now. I don't feel like my life is in peril. Yeah, as he opened up his mouth with his Cheshire Cat smile, he jeered. "Hello? Are you ready to be my entertainment for the time on this planet, young man?" Now what? I don't know how to reply, so maybe a retaliation with my own question. With a shaky voice, I asked, "So does that mean you want to torture me to death? Like some homicidal maniac?" This being put a hand on his chin in deep thought as he proclaimed, "As the god of this world, I wish not to kill or take a life outright, although I could. I digress. That shall be my entertainment. As a new resident of my world, Thusly, I shall give thee one of those whimsical power modifications you thought would be nice to have when you were a child. I'm sorry? If this indeed is not my planet or my Earth, may you inform me where I am, as I know I should not tempt a god. I respectfully replied, slightly confused, in fact. Tahitus, proclaimed the god, as he smiled with thin lips. Yes, I understand your intentions and the free will that you once fought for. So I'm going to have you live and survive here with your newfound life. As he smiled, sweat started going down my back. This is another universe outside of your god's domain. Now, time for the blessing and the curse. You know that nauseating feeling that you get that all will go wrong? With my teeth starting to chatter as a jackhammer, might add. What about that curse? Well, everything has a price, or comes with a catch for you, that is to entertain this god with the struggles of your life, and so I wish not to repeat myself anymore. Now, your life and the tales and blessings will be returned by dice and coin tosses. Whether it be for your good fortune, will help you decide this. I think I might be ready to throw up now. So, who will be rolling the dice and flipping the coin? You will, my boy. Take your fate into your own hands. The powers of teleportation, cloning, copy ability, unlimited shadow manipulation, psychokinesis, and image materialization. A dice materialized in my hand, which shocked me in an instant. I dropped the dice from the shock, and it stopped on three. The white six-sided dice started to glow red as my mind felt as it was being smashed in. It was a headache you would not believe. With a snicker in his voice, so you got your op copy ability. What? I hope you don't mind me making some tweaks to my fancy. Your ability will either copy or steal the target's ability, and I will give you the appraisal ability and manipulate your current stats as you see fit. However, you won't be taking any of your current abilities over with you, as a stern face appeared on this proclaimed to be God, he muttered, just think your life as a video game and have fun with it. For that is the reality of this world of magic and swords that you live in now. So welcome to be my entertainment. Is it just me, or is he getting bored? Or is he too excited? His face does not really show any emotion behind his very excitable voice. So, I recovered from this monstrous migraine, and I voiced, so, what now? A smile started to creep on his irritating face. I will roll this 20-sided die to see the difficulty of where you start your journey and my entertainment. He really is smug, that face of his, so much I want to punch it, but I need to restrain myself. As the emerald dice came to a stop on 17, an open menu board popped in front of me, stating, a brave warrior, for you are to go to the lava pits of the Blackened Mountains in the Stonewall Continent. There you shall face the Fire Drake. Whether you live or die shall be determined by your ability. Remember, young warrior, It is not the destination, but the journey that you travel. May the gods bless you on your journey. It seems my body was being broken apart as it disappeared from the light that surrounded me. My body was going numb as I seemed to disappear to nothingness. What's going to happen?